Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66. Bam! WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 6:31 and 25 seconds to go right along with it on a football Monday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg, they're on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666 for the marathon 45-minute schmooze right up until the Nets and the Celtics pregame 7:15 right here on your fan, New York City.
Hello and welcome to story time. Today's story is Where the Wild Things Are.
Here's Mack again, and look at the running room for Marlon Mack as he's finally pushed out by Justin Reed.
Luck out of the gun, has time, walks into the back of the end zone. It's Dontrell Inman! Touchdown! Touchdown for the Colts! And the Colts opening up a can right now on the Texans.
That's pretty exciting, man. Just a great team win. That's all we talk about, just play as a team.
Wild Thing!
Bounces to the outside, a lot of room at the 40. Down the right sideline to midfield, and now the speed to the 40, to the 30, and then he diagonals his way out of bounds.
Prescott going to carry. And reach, flip, sets up first and goal at the 1.
We knew it was going to be a battle. We knew they'd keep coming back. We had to keep coming back.
Wild Thing.
Third and 5. Jackson in trouble. The ball's on the ground. He's able to scoop it up. Feet of Willie Snead.
Second and 6 from the 44. Pass up in the air, intercepted.
Jackson in trouble. A hit, spun, and dropped for a fifth sack today. And this crowd is having none of it.
I have every expectation, every plan to be here as long as the Ravens want me here, and I believe they want me here.
Fold. Takes the snap. He rolls. He looks. He fires. And it is complete. It is complete. Touchdown, Golden Tate.
Ball is snapped. Placed. Kick, and it is
no good! No good! It is no good, and the Eagles win!
You can't make this up. I mean, I feel terrible. Let the team down. That's on me.
Come on, Wild Thing!
So I'm just wondering, do you think the Chicago Bears miss Robbie Gould? From Gould to Ghoul, Parkey with 6 misses since November. And 4 misses in one game against Detroit. He was saying after the game last night, he went home to his wife and his dog. Both have left him. The best coaching decision of the weekend. Doug Peterson calling a timeout before we saw the dink and the doink from a Parkey inspired by Scott Norwood. So now, from now on, when you hear someone say, the Iceman cometh, think Parkey. The worst coaching decision of the weekend, unanimous, leaving Lamar Jackson in long enough to look like A, Michael Jackson, B, Andrew Jackson, C, Mark Jackson, D, Phil Jackson, E, Stonewall Jackson, or F, all of the above. Only in the fourth quarter did he look like Mr. October. Only in today's National Football League, with officiating made up on the fly, will you get a catch, a fumble, and of course have the play ruled incomplete. Not only do officials go under the hood, they should be wearing them to protect the guilty in public. Upon further review, does more to confirm a mistake than get it right, and it takes all day to make it officially wrong. Not only did the officials think incomplete, so did the players. So why should they pick up a dead ball with the whistles blowing in the Windy City? So how do you take a wrong and make it right? How about awarding the ball to Chicago at the spot where the official picked up the fumble that, of course, was ruled incomplete that was really complete? Confusion? Maybe a little delusion, illusion, dysfunction, and malfunction at Soldier Field. And this is why we all love the National Football League. Another example here of offsetting penalties. A flag should have been thrown at the officials on the field, and a flag should have been thrown at the officials at video headquarters. The officials thought incomplete. The players thought incomplete because, well, nobody's sure what the difference is between catches, fumbles, and incompletions. So here we are with the officiating when we could have said something about Marlon Mack going at and going by J.J. Watt and his friends, and Andrew Luck throwing fastballs with his location and command at his command. And what kind of play calling by Seattle? Now, I didn't see that game on Saturday night. I was watching my favorite NBA team and the Sacramento Tomato Kings with their 41-3, so somebody is going to have to let me know. What kind of play calling from with the Pete Carroll and with their legion of gloom, unable to make stops when they had to, especially on a 3rd and 14 on a too late Saturday night? By the way, the New York Jets, and I'm hearing and reading that they're now interviewing or have interviewed today Kingsbury. And if they haven't interviewed him today, it's going to be soon. Nobody knows if he's still at USC or not, especially those people that would be his employers at USC. It's either he has left USC or they have given him permission. So the Jets are now talking to Kingsbury, and will talk to you if you let them know you're available. The New York Jets, by the way, have a better track record trading coaches than signing them. But if the Jets check with Herman Edwards, Bill Parcells, and Bill Belichick, they might advise the Jets to sign McCarthy and lose any thoughts they have trading for John Harbaugh. Good guess that thousands of Baltimore fans wanted him traded, if not at halftime, certainly by the end of the third quarter. Jackson, what a wonderful game he was having. So comfortable, was he not? Jackson, 3 for 10 for 25 yards after three quarters. At one point in the second quarter, the Ravens had more fumbles than first downs. After three quarters, Clark Kent became Superman with 11 for 19 and 169 yards in that fourth quarter, but too late to save the Metropolis. And, of course, let's see. You do remember, although I don't think too many people are going to remember. I mean, it's once upon a time, so long ago. When you were ranked 1 and 2 in defense, you were going to win or at least compete for a championship. There was a time when defense won titles, but that was a long time ago, when we all knew from a catch, a fumble, an incompletion. By the way, the New York Metropolitans, 3 deals over the weekend. Now, you know about Kean Broxton from Milwaukee for 3 prospects, and we think the number one reason for the signing of this center fielder is that he's passed a physical, since the Metropolitans have very few outfielders who have. Now, Broxton has the edge over Lagares since he's missed less time, Van Wagenen says he's a dynamic athlete with the ability to impact the game in the outfield, on the bases, and with his bat. Who would know? A 179 batting average in 51 games with the Brewskis last year, with 4 home runs and 11 RBIs. This is dynamic. The Metropolitans made a deal with the Indians, you know from this, sending Kevin Plawecki. We're going to miss him, aren't we? Anyway, they send Kevin Plawecki to Cleveland, who will now be backing up Roberto Perez. And, of course, we all remember with Cleveland dealing Yan Gomes to Washington, so they needed a backup backstop. The Metropolitans getting a right-hander and an infield prospect in this deal. And a busy weekend for the GM. And getting from the Astros, maybe you heard, J.D. Davis, an infielder for 3 minor leaguers. So, a center fielder coming, Plawecki going, and prospects with different names now a part of the Metropolitan Farm System.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.